Good morning. I call this special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. We just have one item on the agenda today. I'm Randy Christman, joined by Commissioners Sherry Haugenhoffert and Jill Kringstead. So we have a quorum. I don't have any opening comments. Sherry, do you?
No, I do not.
Jill?
The only comment I will make is it sounds like the state is maybe having some network issues today, so I wasn't able to print. Normally, I have sort of some notes in front of me, and I couldn't print those this morning due to network issues, so that's why I have my laptop. So if you see me scrolling on my laptop, it's just because I couldn't get my notes from here to there. So things look a little different this morning.
So I can just reach over and really
print. Yeah, exactly. Start typing, just like my kids at home, Randy. Just start typing away.
But I'm happy to report they just got resolved.
Yes.
Okay, so we just have the one item, and Commissioner Kringstead, this is your portfolio, so I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. I move the commission adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law and order in Badger Wind LLC, amend Badger Wind Project, Logan and McIntosh siting application, case number PU-24-87.
Second.
Thank you. So on November 20th, 2022, the commission issued a certificate of site compatibility to Badger Wind LLC for a wind energy conversion facility known as the Badger Wind Project. On September 11th, 2024, the commission issued an amended certificate to that siting certificate to that same project. Then on April 16th, 2025, Badger Wind requested a partial waiver under North Dakota Century Code Section 49-22-16.4 regarding the requirement to install light mitigating technology on 9 of the 92 turbines currently anticipated to be constructed on the project. The commission issued notices of hearing and held two scheduled hearings related to this case. The first was on July 1st, 2025, and then we had another hearing on July 24th, 2025. The notice identified the issues to be considered with respect to the partial waiver request, and those issues were whether a waiver of the requirement should be granted based on technical or economic feasibility. So on January 14th, this is some more background on the case. On January 14th, 2025, Badger Wind submitted its request to the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, for approval of an aircraft detection lighting system, which is, you may hear that referred to as ADLS. And currently, ADLS is the only currently approved light mitigating technology that fulfills the requirements of North Dakota Century Code Section 49-22-16.4. The FAA denied the use of ADLS on 19 of the turbines anticipated to be constructed for the project and required the utilization of standard lighting due to the proximity of the turbines to the Wishick Municipal Airport. The FAA later reduced the number of denied turbines to 9 after discussions with Badger Wind, allowing the 10 previously denied turbines to be constructed with ADLS after shielding effects from the 9 standard lighting turbines were taken into account. Badger Wind testified that the denial of the waiver is expected to result in the loss of at least 10 additional turbine locations, reducing the total number of turbines constructed from 92 to 82 and reducing the project capacity by 28 megawatts. The loss of the 19 turbines would reduce turbine payments to landowners, with 9 landowners no longer hosting any turbines, and would also reduce the amount of tax revenue generated by the project. At the hearing, representatives of Badger Wind committed to not site any future wind turbines within 3.15 nautical miles of a public use airport in North Dakota. Based on the FAA's denial of ADLS on those turbines, the commission grants a waiver from the requirements to install a light mitigating technology system on the 9 turbines based upon current technical infeasibility, conditioned upon the continued technical infeasibility. Badger Wind shall review FAA-approved light mitigating technology systems and report the results to the commission every 3 years to determine if the waiver should be continued or if an acceptable light mitigating technology system could be approved by the FAA and installed on those 9 turbines. So to me, this was, I think, a very interesting case. I think it, revealed a gap that I'm not sure anybody realized was there in this process. And so my focus is going to be, now that we know that this is here, how do we correct this going forward? Speaking for myself, to me, it's clear under the law that we have the ability to grant waivers from these requirements, but I also believe that the intent of the law is not to use these waivers and that all new development have 100% light mitigating technology. And so going forward, I think there's certainly things that we can focus on. We may need to look at potential rulemaking or legislative change. And I hope companies who are thinking about future projects like this also keep in mind how they're going to meet the intent of the law.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Commissioner Kringstad, I think you identified some good points. As I reflect back on to when we had the hearing and some of the concerns with the airport there and the communication, that was brought up. But the light mitigation is a gap. I agree with you. I think going into future siting cases, this will be looked at much more closely because the FAA does not do the final approval until everything is sited. And that's what I would reference is a gap. So coming up, they came up with their own 3.15 miles. So it'll be interesting to see how other companies look at that as far as a determination. Maybe it's a good baseline, but there is that to take into consideration. We do have the authority within the law to grant this waiver, and I do support it. They laid out the economic benefits of proceeding, and I concur with that. And we didn't hear anything from the public as far as any objections or safety concerns, so I will be supporting this order.
Is there any further discussion?
Yeah, I will just say that back when we had the original case, and you mentioned it was approved in 2022, and the case was PU-22-86, so a different case number than what we see today here. I voted against that certificate and issued a dissent and mentioned in there that the way we're building out this new generation and then the associated retirements in baseload power that comes along with it, that this is threatening both the reliability and affordability of electricity in the future. And this project is to be constructed in a very high congestion area, and that's due to insufficient electric transmission infrastructure in that area. The estimates for solving that congestion problem are hundreds of millions, not that far from $500 million. And as FERC Commissioner Christie has said, by the time you add in ROE to estimated construction costs, the cost of these kinds of projects to the consumers is multiples of what the construction costs were. And I just think that adding this in this high congestion area will undoubtedly produce adverse impacts. But our decision today, though, is not really about whether the project gets built or not. It's going to get built. It's already being built. And so that decision was made, and I was unsuccessful in preventing it. And so the project is now, since it's under construction, instead of pouting about it, I think it's my responsibility to help make the project the best we can. And so really, this is about making that project as cost-effective as possible and not just adding more costs to it. And this is something, as you said, was completely unforeseen because FAA had not done this before. And it impacts less than 10% of the turbines in the project. And as you said, Commissioner Haugenhoffert, the law seems to support our authority to do this. And so I'm voting in favor of the waiver here, but I do not want to appear... Well, let me just start the sentence over. I do want to just be clear that as far as the construction of the project in general, I still maintain that it should not have been certified and that it is ultimately going to produce significant adverse impacts to the people of North Dakota.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That concludes my portfolio.
Okay. Anything else? I don't think we have any administrative hearing after this. Anything else? Okay. This commission meeting is adjourned. But don't stop the...